Two men remain on the run after a shooting at a lone police officer as former police question why she didn't have backup with her in the car. They say the attack in Northland on Tuesday might have been different if it had happened in another part of the country where working alone isn't the norm. Katie Todd reports.
It's 3 days since a random early morning attack on a Northland police officer on a remote stretch of State Highway 11 south of Kerikeri. The shotgun pellets missed her, instead peppering the windscreen of the patrol car, which she reversed to safety. Former police negotiator Lance Burdett says the officer would have had a panic button in her car and a radio to speak to other police staff. But he's surprised and dismayed she had to face the unexpected by herself. He says working alone wasn't the norm for officers during his 22 years as a 111 shift manager, covering call-outs from Northland to Taupō until 6 years ago.
When I was in charge of staff, there was always a two-person patrol at all times, and if there was somebody that was by themselves, then they were doing work in the office or doing correspondence. They certainly weren't out on the street by themselves.
Other former police say there's no hard and fast rules about working alone, but it is a reality, especially in rural areas. Whangarei councillor Gavin Benny says he attended call-outs alone during 30 years as a Northland police officer, though he didn't enjoy it and constantly argued about it with higher-ups. He feels sorry for the officer involved in Tuesday's incident.
You get called out in the middle of the night, this was 4 o'clock in the morning. She would have gone to the incident not knowing what to expect, and every situation is different. So having the tools to be able to do the job is the most important thing. So she would have gone to this being unprepared and not knowing what's going to happen, which is one of the excitements of the job, but it's also one of the dreads. This is a situation that would have been dreaded by every cop that's ever been by themselves.
Northland MP Matt King also worked alone during his 14 years as a police officer. He agrees it doesn't get much worse than encountering people with guns on a remote road alone at night. Mr King blames a general lack of police staff.
Positions need to be backfilled and the front line is where they come from. So I've been in a situation myself working one man in the middle of the night 15 years ago and with no backup, and it's just not acceptable in my view.
The two men who shot at the police officer are still at large, which Mr King says is terrifying. Police in Northland are carrying firearms while they investigate a possible link to a kidnapping in the area, also on Tuesday night. But Lance Burdett says being armed probably wouldn't have made much difference for the officer who was shot at.
With all of these sorts of incidents, the best thing you can do is get out of there, the situation immediate, regroup, and then go back and find the people later. And that was the exact thing that happened.
The police declined to be interviewed and were unable to provide a response today to questions about working alone. In a statement, they said members of the public have come forward with information about the shooting and they're still interested in hearing from anyone else who knows anything. The police say there is still a significant amount of work to do. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.